escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah, all natural garlic. We knew he was here an hour ago, but he's finally in the studio, ready to rock and roll. It's Doug Oster, DougOster.com, the organic gardener. First caller right now is going to have an opportunity at the 10th caller slot at 412-922-1020 to win a $25 gift certificate to Sorgles. So if you're that caller in that 10th slot at 412-922-1020, you get a gift certificate to Sorgles. Davey Tree coming up, Eric Countryman in about a half hour, but right now, phones, gardening. We want to hear from you. 866-391-1020. Here he is, the man about town, Mr. Doug Oster.
Well, Rob, I'm combining two of my favorite things.
Beer and garlic. No, fishing.
Beer and gardening.
Oh.
I am going to be at a very special event, and I need your help. It's called the Best Laid Plants Party. And it's for the Community Liver Alliance. We did one earlier this year where we packed seeds. And thank you so much for helping us pack seeds. But this Tuesday, 6 p.m. at Velen Fermentation, which is a brewery in the Southside Works, the Best Laid Plants Party. All you got to do is help us put stickers on these beautiful perennial sunflower plants. They were grown by Bedner's Farm and Greenhouse. And we're going to sell those, again, to help fund the Community Liver Alliance, which does great things in our area. And it's part of this program I'm a part of, Delivering Hope, the 2025 program. And at this event, they're making a special Doug Oster beer, a special IPA. So Tuesday, and appetizers. Come join me. We'll have so much fun. All the information's at DougOster.com.
Free sampling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a ball. Again, you're helping this great organization, Community Liver Alliance. And, you know, we sold the seeds for sunflowers. Sunflowers is their thing. And now these cool plants, and the plants will be there. And you could take a plant home with you, you know, buy one and help out. Again, we're going to have so much fun. Tuesday, 6 p.m., a place called Velum Fermentation, Southside Works. It's going to be awesome. And, yes, give us a call today. We've got time before Eric gets here to talk to you. And then if you have tree questions, we would love to hear from you, too. I want to hear what's going on in your garden. I've been hearing from lots of people and what they're dealing with. Right now, we're getting to the point where we need some water. We need a little bit of rain, Rob. Even though we had such a wet season, I'm telling you, I would really, really like some rain. I've been out there watering containers. And really important also right now, fertilizing containers, getting a little bit of fertilizer. How come you didn't plant tomatoes this year like you were, like I told
listen,
you to?
Listen, I'm getting everything cleaned up so we can do that for sure. But listen, I got a question to ask you because you always talk about where you can get compost and all that other good stuff. So it's kind of like, remember when we were young in summertime, you wouldn't get a haircut until you were about ready to go back to school and you couldn't believe all the hair that was on the floor from the barbers. Just trust me, I know where I'm going with this. So I have Louis Bruno and some good friends. We're all kind of Janoskis. We got some mulch. We're just going to get rid of all of this stuff and put some of that beautiful mulch from Janoskis down. I cannot believe how many twigs, branches, tree limbs, shrubbery. If somebody needs to get rid of this, and it's the average Joe, where do you take this stuff? Or can you take this stuff anywhere? Or do you have to find a way to chip it and slice it and dice it and take it away in small pieces? What do you do with all that leftover stuff?
So for me, all that stuff goes to compost. But as a regular person, I'd hate to see you send it to the landfill. You know, I don't know what you do with it, to tell you the truth.
You don't realize how much is there because you live with it every day. But then when you start, you know, clipping and shaving and cleaning up, my goodness, I mean, there's a lot of that stuff.
It's better to keep it on site if you can. Like in your situation, there's no place to put it.
Mm-mm.
You know, well, I guess you could have a little place back there by the garage. But again, the landfill is the wrong place for it. It's not going to compost in the landfill just by the way they construct those.
Right.
And so if you've got the room, try and keep it on site. That's what I do.
Can you find people that will pick that up and take it and compost it or no? They usually landfill it.
Yeah, I would think it'd be landfilled.
And that's really defeating the purpose.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
It turns into something nice, which is compost.
I had relatives that used to take people to, you know, the landfill. Just kidding.
They never composted either.
No, they did not. They decomposed.
So in my garden, we started fall planting. In this week's TV show, In Doug's Garden, we visit a pretty cool place, and I had never seen it before. It's called the Hilltop Urban Farm in Pittsburgh. Huge area there where they're planting and donating to the local food bank and helping the community in many other ways, providing youth programming there. If you were interested in trying to start your own little farm, you can try it out there. And so we talk about that in the show. Also, I found, and I was talking about planting peas right now, for fall, but also I found some celery really cheap. Again, left over at the nursery. And if you've never tried to grow celery, it's the easiest thing to grow. It needs water. But once it gets going, and it's especially going to love it going into the fall, that's part of the show. And I've got two this week, two awesome plants that you should grow. You can see that show at DougOster.com. And in that show, our friend Rob Kruljack from the Davy Tree Expert Company takes a deep dive into something we'll be talking to Eric about today, spotted lanternfly. But the fall peas that I planted, usually we plant for spring, St. Patrick's Day. That's my tradition. That's everybody's tradition. That's what my grandmother always told us to do. It's called Sugar Magnolia Purple Snap Pea, and I loved growing these purple peas. And this one I've grown for years, and it's beautiful. And again, with my grandkids, that purple pea, it goes over great. And there's a lettuce that I plant later in the season, one that can take more heat. And way back when in the 80s, when I worked at this newspaper called the Medina County Gazette in Ohio, you meet so many different people. And I had photographed this kid who was a great baseball player, and I ran to his father, who was working as a local umpire, just like local little games, and he was a gardener, and he told me about this lettuce called Simpson Elite. And the black-seeded Simpson is the most popular leaf lettuce that we grow. Simpson Elite is a white-seeded version, a cousin of black-seeded Simpsons, but it can take much more heat. And yes, we've got a nice cool spell here, and I'm enjoying having the windows open, but it'll get hot again here. It's August. This lettuce won't bolt, and then it also will go well into fall. This is the time to start thinking about planting for your fall crop. And don't forget, give us a call. Let's talk gardening this morning.
All right, Eric Countryman coming up a little bit with Doug. But in the meantime, we want to light the phones up. So 866-391-1020 to get all of those gardening questions answered. And if you got a tree-related question, stick around for that as well, too. Back with Doug Oster, DougOster.com and your Pratt Pack. This is The Organic Gardener for the first Sunday in August on KDKA.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, anything, Doug, before I get to these calls?
I just want to remind people, come join me Tuesday, 6 p.m., Vellum Fermentation, Southside Works. We're just going to be stickering plants, getting these plants ready. There's a special beer that we can have, and there'll be free appetizers. All the information's at DougOster.com.
866-391-1020. Let's go to Pete in Crafton. Hey, Pete, good morning.
Good morning. Doug, my daughter has a blackberry bush. I would like to have a cutting, and if she can root it for me, can I plant it in a planter on my pad, on my balcony, that doesn't get too much sun? And when can we do this?
First off, I think you'd be better off, if you could, if there was enough of the plant, just digging up a little division of the plant.
I see.
That's going to be easier than taking the cutting. Taking the cutting is going to, that's just more complicated. It would work, but the way we take a cutting is you snip a little bit of that plant off, you put the end in this stuff called root tone, then you put it in a just moist planting mix, and then that needs to be covered with plastic out of the sun, and it'll root. Blackberries will root, but the problem is, really, I guess you could, there's nothing wrong with giving it a try. You could give it a try by getting that, and we want to do that next month in September, potting it up and see if you can get blackberries on that patio. The thing you're going to be missing is the sun. That's the thing that concerns me the most, is that you don't have full sun. And that's what blackberries, they just love it. But they will put on berries under almost any conditions. If you think of a blackberry growing in the forest when you were your kid walking around, there's not full sun there. So I would give it a try, especially since it's, you know, it's from your daughter and everything. give it a shot. Worst case scenario, after a couple of years, like, I'm not getting too many berries. This is kind of a pain. But it'd be a fun project, and I think it would work. So thanks so much for your call. Like I was talking about at the top of the show, talking a little bit about watering, and we're going to have to water the garden here at some point. And again, I'm going to talk to Eric about that, a little bit about that for the trees. The trees will be okay, but I know that my garden, it needs a little bit of watering. And I talk about this all the time. The best time to do your watering is going to be early in the morning after your favorite radio show. Want to really soak things in. Keep the water at the bottom of the plant. You don't want the leaves to get wet. And that soaking in is the important part, and that's the hardest part. I, you know, for one of those videos, I last month put in three azalea plants. They're called Encore Azalea, and they rebloom. But that's a wrong time to plant them. But that's when they were sent to me, and I've had to keep water on them. It's just so stressful for a plant to be. You know, I did it in the middle of that heat that we were in there. It was in the shade, but still that heat just sucks the water out. This time right now, you know, we're always looking at the weather when we're talking about planting, and that this little stretch we're having has just been perfect for planting. I said, I put peas in, I put that lettuce in, I put some celery in. I'm going to keep planting when things finish up. I can plant there, and that's what I do. One thing that I wanted to talk about was enjoying your garden. When you walk out the door and you're hit in the face with that humidity, it's hard to enjoy the garden. But sit down and enjoy what you've done. I was looking in mine the other day, and it's the end of the lilies. I've got like two or three lily plants left. I hadn't seen them bloom before. I just planted them last fall and ordered more lilies for planting in the fall. This is a time to look through the garden, and we've got a little lull in the action, maybe, except for harvesting. We'll talk about that in just a second. But I'm planning for my spring garden by thinking what I'm going to plant next month for the bulbs. And it's going to be another 1,000 daffodils. It's going to be a lot more lilies. I have fallen in love with lilies. And I'm telling you, if you can keep the deer away from them, and mine are growing in a fenced-in vegetable garden, if you can keep the deer away from them, they are just the easiest thing to grow. I don't have full sun. They would love full sun. But I'm getting all these beautiful blooms. I've got heirloom varieties. Like I said, I'm embracing those last lilies that are blooming right now. And actually, in today's the Facebook post to promote today's show, you can see a couple of those lilies that I posted. But enjoying time in that garden, you know, harvest in the morning, and don't let the garden pass you by, which I do. I talk about it all the time. I got this place. I call it the Fern Room. And it's just outside the vegetable garden, and it has a couple chairs out there, one to kick my feet up, one to sit in, and it's just a whole forest floor of hay-scented ferns, which are a native fern that they've been there on their own forever. Even with that storm in April with cherry trees smashing down on them, the hay-scented ferns are doing their thing, and I have not taken time to just go out there, sit, and just there's something about just sitting down, and in that little fern room, I can just, you know, you can watch a chipmunk. Sometimes the deer won't know I'm there. They'll walk right up. They'll walk right by. One time I was sitting there, and a snake came through my legs. I don't know if I told this story, but I had to save a snake the other day in the garden, a about 7 foot long rat snake. And I had went out in the garden, and where all the, I think I might've told this story, I can't remember. In the corner of the garden, there were just some things that were like out of place. And I was like, what is this? And there was this big snake got caught in a little fence. I snipped out that fence, and the snake just went about its way.
Slithered away.
Slithered away.
You dirty rat. All right, stay with us. Coming up, we've got Eric Countryman, Davey Tree, talking trees. And if you have any tree-related questions, now would be a perfect time to call. 866-391-1020.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
We're joined by Eric Countryman from the Davey Tree Expert Company. And for the second year in a row, Eric, our topic for you at this time of the year is what to do with drought. We don't have a drought.
No, we don't.
So, are we thinking about watering trees, or we've had plenty of rain?
I would say in general your trees that have been planted, that have been in the ground, have had plenty of water. But if you've had new trees put in, or if you planted anything in the spring, you still have to keep an eye on it, because even though we've got plenty of rain, we have had really hot temperatures. And if they don't have a full developed root system, they're not going to be able to suck in all that water that has been coming down. So you still may need to supplement new trees, but anything established has definitely been getting plenty of enough water.
Yeah, well, I was talking about planting some azaleas that a company had sent me, you know, mid-July, which is the last time of the year I would ever want to plant anything.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But in this case, the root system was so developed that in that pot, they needed water every day. And so I decided to put them in the ground, but I've had to put water on them. And when I do, I am going out early in the morning and I am letting that hose just barely kind of trickle out and just let it run for 20 minutes. I want that water to soak in. And I'm crossing my fingers that, especially with this change in the weather, that something like this azalea planted at the wrong time is going to be okay. We'll see, Eric. I might be calling you for advice. What do I do with my azalea?
Well, I mean, the one thing you said there is about early in the morning. And I think that's important, because trying to water in the afternoon or later in the day after it's been hot, you know, really, really hot, it's all going to evaporate really before you're going to get it soaked in. And you really want that plant to be watered and healthy before the heat hits. So, I mean, I think that's a big point that, you know, if you do have to water, if we're, you know, watering new stuff, you know, early in the morning is definitely the better time.
So no rain in the forecast. I just saw it up on TV here. Should we start thinking about it as we get to the maybe to next weekend?
I would say so, because, you know, 80 degrees is still warm. And especially if there's a nice breeze, things dry out very, very quickly. So I would definitely consider, you know, as the week goes on, if we stay dry, you know, supplementing our watering with our plants is definitely going to come back into play.
Now, are you completely caught up from that big April storm, or are there still properties that need some work? Because my property still needs some work, but the stuff's laying on the ground. I didn't want to bother anybody with that.
I would say we're pretty caught up, especially with the major stuff, you know, trees on buildings and whatnot. But yeah, just like you said, stuff that was, you know, fell down is out of the way. We're, you know, that's sort of what's on the docket now to get cleaned up. But yeah, it's amazing. It's all August, and that was, what, 3 months ago, and we're still hammering away at it.
And, you know, maybe a 10-minute storm. I'd never seen anything like that. In your experience with everything you've seen through the years, have you seen a quick storm like that do so much damage?
Not as widespread. I've seen it, you know, localized. You know, it'll maybe a park got really messed around, or one neighborhood got really hit hard. But for, you know, tri-county areas, no, I've never seen one that big for that quick of a storm.
Well, I wanted to discuss a couple of pests that are in their prime right now. One is spotted lanternfly, and the other one are aphids. And the reason that I'm bringing them both up is they both have the same problem that comes out of their body.
Yep.
What is the pretty name for it?
I'm not sure.
Honeydew.
Oh, thank you. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. You're right. It is honeydew. I also associate that with scale, which is also really bad right now.
Oh yeah. So before we actually get to the spotted lanternfly and aphids, I didn't realize scale is so bad. What, magnolias or what other plants?
Yes. Magnolia scale. We've seen, I mean, it was very bad last year. And I think because of that, the generations and the eggs and everything stayed on the plants, and now they've exploded again in a huge generation this summer. But yeah, magnolia scale is very bad again this summer.
And I didn't realize that is honeydew also, right? Let's discuss what honeydew is. We'll do all three of these pests together because they make this disgusting, sticky stuff with the pretty name.
So all three of these insects suck the nutrients out of the plants. They're considered, you know, they have piercing mouth parts that get into the plant, suck that sap out, and then their excrement comes out as a goo, usually pretty clear, actually, but it's still a clear, sticky goo. That goo gets on limbs, it gets on your patio, it gets on your furniture, anything below that insect. On your car, it sticks to, and then what turns it black is basically like the mold in the air sticks to it. Any dust in the air sticks to it. And that's where you start seeing limbs turn black, your car turn black, your patio turn black. The honeydew itself isn't black. It's then what grows on the honeydew.
And they call that, is that sooty mold? Is that what that is?
Sooty. Yes, it is. Yeah. Okay. It's a type of sooty mold that then grows on that honeydew. Yeah.
How do I tell if my magnolia has got scale on it?
Well, all the limbs turning black is usually a pretty good indication. But what you look at on your branches, particularly on your kind of newer or thinner branches at the ends, you'll see little round, you know, bumps. Typically, kind of hard shell scale is what you see on magnolias a lot, and they'll kind of form in clumps, so they look like little white or gray or brown clumps of little dots. And that's typically your scale insects, and they'll be pretty widespread. They move across the branches pretty quickly.
And so what's interesting, though, that sooty mold is an indicator for spotted lanternfly, for aphids, and for scale. If you see that sooty mold, you know you've got one of those three. Would it be anything else giving us honeydew, or those are the three main things?
Those would be the three main. There are some other ones that are like leaf, you know, that are called sap suckers or leaf suckers that can kind of do that, but they're not as widespread. I would say what you're going to run into most are those three.
So scale is a tough one to get rid of, right? And if you, like you're talking about two seasons now where we've dealt with scale on magnolias.
It is tricky because you have to hit them at certain stages of their development, and they can have two, you know, rounds of generations in a growing season, two or three. We've been, you know, Davey, we've been sort of not necessarily experimenting, but moving away from using necessarily pesticides and trying to use more insect growth regulators. So more trying to manage the population than necessarily trying to treat it, because we've not been seeing that the treatments are working all that well sometimes.
So does scale have what they call a crawler stage? Is that right? Or is that a different insect I'm thinking of?
No, you're right. They do. And that's when they're the most vulnerable. The other time they're very vulnerable is really in dormancy. So in the, winter, early winter or early spring, while they're still, overwintering or living on the plants, a good use of like a horticulture oil can actually just basically smother them and can kill them. And it's a pretty good way of kind of getting ahead of the problem. Unfortunately, during the growing season, when we see them, they're a little bit harder to manage.
Yeah, that hard shell on there, it's tough to get rid of them. So besides that big storm, how would you characterize the season from your point of view?
Well, we've definitely had more other smaller storms, and I think what we found was with the big storm did a lot of damage. But a lot of damage maybe didn't show up immediately. Limbs that were cracked but didn't fall. Things that were uprooted a little bit but didn't tip over. Then we got a ton of rain, and then another storm would come through that wasn't as strong, but because things were already, say, half broken, then they would come down. So the storm damage has not really abated through the summer. It's not that we were getting caught up. It's that more and more keeps coming because of, I think, even just what got shook loose from the storm in May.
Makes sense. All right, Eric, hang in there for the break. We will talk to you when we get back. For more information about Davey Tree or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davey.com/KDKA. And remember, you can always call the experts like Eric from Davey Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733.
We'll be back. Coming up next hour, it's enchiladas, burritos, tacos, and more. Great cuisine. It's the Coons Cooking Hour. But right now, we're talking all about trees with Davey Trees.
That's right, with Eric Countryman from the Davey Tree Expert Company. And Eric, when we left off, we were just talking about the season in general. Sounds like a pretty good one in general, huh?
It has been. I think it's been a pretty mild season, especially compared to last year, which was pretty rough.
And what was rough about last season? Oh, it was the drought, right? We did have a drought last year. We did have something to talk about last year.
We did. We definitely had quite a drought. That's not necessarily the heat like we've had, but it was pretty warm. And our insects, I think, were quite a bit worse last year. I don't know. Maybe we had a pretty good winter. Cold winter can help beat down some insect populations. And I think we had it. As we suffer through that cold, we get a little bit of a benefit this time of the year from it.
When is the prime time, if you just had your druthers, to start planting trees? And I know you're probably planting now, you have to, but when is prime time?
We are planting now, and you can plant a tree just about any time of the year. It's just how much maintenance you want to put into it to try to keep it alive as it gets settled. But if it were me at my house, probably October.
I was thinking September, but October's better, huh?
Well, I mean, September's okay too. It just, again, it depends what kind of year you're having. I would always wait until the heat abates.
Right.
So, sometimes we're still getting hot days through, much of September. So if it were me, I would wait until, we get into that first part of October. Then your watering is just a lot less because you're just really watering it till it goes dormant for the season. And then, it's ready to, and then it's rooted in at least a little bit when the spring comes. I really do recommend it for the fall when you're talking about flowering trees, your dogwoods, your red buds, your, those sorts, because then they're in the ground, they're in where you want them when you want them to open up in the spring and really, flourish. The fall is, I think, the best time to transplant those kind of trees.
I think there's something about that fall planting that just gives you confidence, I think, especially for spring flowering trees, to get them in the ground when it's, again, like you said, nice and cool, shorter days. Talk a little bit about why that is the best time to plant with those shorter days and cooler temperatures in general. Why? Because people always think, why would you plant in the fall? You're going right into winter.
Well, part of it actually, I think it actually begins before you get the tree. It's how it comes from the nursery. A lot of trees are, you know, taken from the ground or from their pot, and they're, especially in the spring, they're, you know, maybe they're, especially bald and burlap trees, they're dug out of the ground in the spring before they really have opened up fully. Now you take them home, you put them in the ground, you're watering like crazy all summer long to try, and then maybe those leaves really never mature, and so you're really fighting it all year long. Whereas if you wait till the fall, the tree's been in the ground, it has matured for its year, you know, yearly show, you pull it out, you put it in, you're at your house, and it's cool, your watering is just so much less because it's not as hot. You know, you're using quite a bit less than if you're trying to keep it alive during a 90-degree summer. And it's not as stressed. You're not putting as much stress on the tree to try to maintain itself through the heat of a summer. And then like I said, it can get acclimated to its new place. It maybe even can root out a little bit before it goes into dormancy. And then it's acclimated, it's set, it's ready for the spring. So when the, you know, tree is triggered to grow in the spring, which is usually a huge push once the weather warms up, it's in that new soil and it's ready to go. And it can really take off into those spring months the next year.
Well, Eric, your work day revolves around trees, 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 and more trees. How about at home? Will you put in any trees this fall, or will you be like, I've put enough trees in over the last 6 months that I don't want to even think about a tree?
Well, it's a little bit like the latter there, but I will say, actually, personally, I bought a new house about a year ago, and I need to redo all the landscaping, and but, you know, as the cobbler's kid that has no shoes, my landscaping is a little woeful, I'll be honest. But it's on the to-do list. And again, at my house, if I'm thinking about it, it's being done in the fall. I wouldn't do it in the spring or the summer.
Well, it's kind of fun, though, just to kind of lay back some days and just think about what you're going to put in and what you're going to put in where, especially with your expertise. You know, thinking of maybe something a little bit off the beaten path, or maybe, you know, you're the guy that's going to be able to tell the right tree for the right place. And talk just really briefly about kind of the planning. It sounds fun to me, the planning part. The planting part sounds hard. The planning sounds fun.
Yeah, I agree. The planning is the most fun. And part of it begins with just going for a walk at a local nursery and seeing what, you know, what's available, what they have, what piques your eye. But doing some research, you know, you want to make sure whatever you're going to plant, you know, it looks this size when you're buying it, but what is it going to be in, you know, 10 years? You know, you don't want to plant a big tree right close to the house. It's just going to be a maintenance headache for you. And you don't want to plant, you know, some big oak under power lines that are just going to get, you know, cut to pieces. So I think it's important to, you know, not only the height, but also the width. Sometimes you don't realize something's going to get really, really wide, and then it takes up your whole yard, and now you don't have any grass. And so all of those things, you know, generally there's information on the tags when you buy it, but you could ask people at a local nursery or, you know, talk to an arborist like me, and we'll advise you, and we can even help you, and, you know, maybe we could even plant the tree for you.
All right, Eric. Great stuff as always. For more information about Davy Tree or to ask what's going on with your trees, go to davy.com/KDK. And remember, you can always call the experts from Davy Tree at 855-982-TREE. That's 855-982-8733. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow in every garden you grow.
All right, good stuff, guys. Coming up, news at 8, then Mexican cuisine. Moments away, KDK, Coons Cooking Hour, your prep pack. Good morning.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.